Hello, it is September 23rd, Tuesday, 2008, and this is episode 3, finally, of the new blather. It's been a while since I've done one of these. Been quite a while. So I guess the first thing we need to do is decide what week it is. So let's see, what is a random letter? The random letter is the letter N, so we have to find a word. Random word that begins with the letter N. Let's see, and according to the dictionary, aha, new moon. That's kind of stupid, but too bad, that's what it is. New moon, that phase of the moon when it is between the earth and the sun. With the dark side of its disk toward the earth, it appears as a thin crescent curving toward the right. Wow, that's exciting. It's new moon week. Yeah, new moon week starting on Tuesday. Oh boy, that's great. Okay, so first day new moon week. And mostly, actually, what do I call this post? Get back to my programming and melodies, because that's what I've been up to. I did compose, I have started a few new pieces of music, but I'm not really getting anywhere on them. But it's not for lack of inspiration anymore. I was in sort of a dry spell before, but now I'm sure I could compose if I tried again, but I haven't, it's been more of a lack of interest now, or it's not really a lack of interest, it's more that that the programming stuff that I'm doing right now is just more interesting, and the programming, that's what most of my post is about here, is the programming work I've been doing with Java. I've been doing a lot of Java programming, and it started out, and I blather on and on about it in the post there, but it started out as I was trying to write a book on melodies. Just a book on melody. And so I actually didn't write much. I just started planning it out and how I was going to analyze melodies, blah, 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 plan out, plan, think, and, you know, a lot of pacing around thinking and stuff. Oh, excuse me. And then what happened? Oh, so then I started designing and writing a Java computer program that would take in melodies and then spit out an analysis of whatever melody you put in there. And by analysis, I basically mean a collection of statistics, kind of just a bunch of numbers and stuff. And then it was my intention to use those statistics in my book. About melodies. Hopefully I'll still write that book eventually, but I kind of got sidetracked because then I reversed the process, you know, for fun. You have the analysis, so I reversed it so that it takes in an analysis. You put the analysis in, and then it spits out a melody for that analysis, sort of, kind of. You don't actually put in the analysis, you put in a melody, and then it spits out the analysis, and then it just takes it back in. Or actually never really outputs it, it just keeps it in its memory. But then it composes a melody from that analysis. And that's not very special, because if you just do that, you just get the original melody you put in, which is boring. So the fun thing I started doing, which I think is really cool, is you analyze a couple melodies, right? A few melodies. And then what it does is it looks at the similarities in those analyses, and when there are similarities, it can mix the melodies together, so then it can regurgitate a new melody based on those melodies that you put in. So that's what I've been trying to do. I have at the very bottom of my post there a link to some of the MIDIs that the program has come up with. It actually doesn't come up with MIDIs, it comes up with a text file, and then I have to convert the text file to a MIDI file, so it's a pain in the butt. But you can hear that, what do I say on here? I say some of them sound awful, and yeah, some of them really do sound awful. But some of them have pretty good ideas, I think, probably ideas that I'd use, but but the melody as a whole isn't that great. But there are some very interesting ideas, I think, in some of them. And then some of them sound too much like one of the melodies that was fed in. Like you can hear Beethoven's Ninth. One of them sounds way too much like Beethoven's Ninth. A little variation on Beethoven's Ninth. Still pretty cool, though, for how it's creating the melodies, though, I think, in my opinion. The very last one, Melody 16, the MIDI for that one, I think that sounds pretty good. But it does sound a lot like one of the melodies that was put in there, but I don't know if anybody can notice. If you listen to the last one, see if you can figure out what famous melody that's based on, because I can tell it sounds like it because, you know, there weren't that many melodies that were put into the computer program, but when it, I don't know how easy it is to hear. Kind of thing. Maybe it's really easy to hear, but maybe, I don't know, maybe you might not hear what that original melody was. But it takes in a few melodies, it analyzes them, and then it mixes the analysis, comes up with like a new analysis based on the similarities of those analysis and some randomness, and then it spits out a new melody. A couple problems with it so far. One is that it's really hard to put in melodies to, because to put in melodies, I have to pretty much take a melody and create a text file for it, converting the notes and the chords to numbers, which is very tedious. So it takes forever to do that. So I've only input about 10 or so melodies, maybe not even 10, maybe 8 or 9. But 8 and 9, 10, somewhere around there. So I really haven't put that much in there. I think if I could put in somewhere around like 100 melodies or so, then the output would be much better, because it would have so many more similarities it could find between all the melodies, and so it would do a much better job of mixing them all and coming out with something that sounds good. But yeah, I think 100 melody. You know, it depends on the nature of the melodies too. But I think it'd be real very interesting to hear if it had a lot more melodies than just 10. But again, I think some of the things it's already coming out with aren't too bad. As I said, I do like some of the ideas in some of them. But I don't think any of them have output entire melodies that I would use yet. But it's pretty darn cool, I think, to play around with. So that's one of the problems, is that it just takes forever to convert melody. And then what was another problem? Maybe that was the only problem. Oh, well, I guess that's the problem. Then the problem is that there are only 10 right now. So what else was it going to... Oh, yeah, so another thing I say in my post here is that I'm going to start... at the top I say, because of all this programming I've been doing, I'm way behind on, like, so many other things. I don't think it's a couple hundred messages. I think it's more than 100, though. I don't think it's over 200. But, so I have a lot of email. At least 100 messages of email that I haven't read yet. So I have a lot of my email is way, way back. It's not way back. I'm way behind on emailing people back. And there are a lot of I keep getting messages. You know, such and such has posted a comment on YouTube and stuff. And so I like to read the comments and respond to the comments on YouTube, so I have a lot of those that I haven't responded to yet. I think I have some private messages too that I haven't responded to yet, and Facebook messages that I haven't responded to yet. Yeah, lots of. So I'm way behind on my internet. What do you call it? Socialism. internet social. Whatever. Way behind. And I also have a another podcast. What is it? The Compose Pal podcast. I need to edit. I'm way behind on that too, because it's been like a month, I think. So hopefully I'll do that today. Hopefully, since I'm, you know, recording this and I can get this up, then I'll be in the kind of podcasty mood and I can go and do that one too. I guess I should mention, I didn't mention this on, in the writing of the blog, but, my old computer seems to have died. It was a couple of weeks ago, actually. I turned it on in the hard drive. It doesn't, it, you know, it can't even get to the Windows login, Windows startup screen, because it seems that the hard drive is completely fried. Somebody told me that I could try putting the hard drive in the freezer for a day and then taking it out, because some people have had success with that, so I haven't tried that yet. I don't think I've lost that much information from it, though, because I think most of it was backed up onto my my external hard drive, so I don't think I lost too much of importance. I think the only, well, a couple of things that I might have lost, it would be all my email, all my old email from there, you know, some 5,000 messages. Yeah, that would stink to lose, especially some of those things where you register for something and so they send you like a serial number or something that you have to use. So I try to use Gmail for that now, because, you know, Gmail is not like a hard drive that can fail. So I use my WizardWalk email less for that kind of stuff and my Gmail more. So I think I might have lost all those if I can't get a backup. Yeah, I haven't tried the freezer trick yet. But I might have lost that. And then I think I lost about 5 or 6 minutes of music that I had composed that I hadn't backed up at that point. So that would kind of stink too, because I really don't feel like rewriting any music at all. But if I can't get a backup, then I'll just put like a few of the melodies from that piece of music on the internet and other people can use them maybe if they want to, because I really, there's no way I'm going to rewrite. I might reuse some of the melodies, but I'm not going to try to recapture the orchestration that I had. It was a pretty good piece, too. So I don't know if I'll be able to get that back or not. But yeah, that hard drive is dead. I think that's pretty much it. I don't think I have anything else to blather about right now. Yeah, so I'm probably going to go to the bookstore and see if I can find a book on programming 2D graphics with Java, because I think the GUI interface I want to make is pretty, you know, kind of graphic intensive, because, you know, it has to, you know, I want to visualize the node. Probably won't be like on a, probably be more on a piano roll kind of graph kind of thing, but it would still be intensive graphic wise. I'm not going to try to program in like a musical score kind of view with quarter notes and half notes and eighth notes. That would be disgusting and that would be horrible. So I think a graph kind of view. But even doing a graph kind of view, I have no idea how to do that, because I've never done any kind of Java graphics, 2D graphics programming with Java at all before. Everything I've done with Java has been with text files, mostly. Because that's what we would do in college. We would input text files and output text files. So that's what I have the most experience with. So doing a GUI with Java, I don't really have any experience with that at all. So there are some resources on the Sun Microsystem website. A lot of resources, actually. But it's not really in a tutorial format. It's kind of all over the place. Kind of the resources are kind of all over the place, so it's like the best way to learn from their website is just to be looking at code and experimenting, which isn't that bad, but it's pretty bad. It's very tricky, especially when you've never done any of that stuff before and trying to learn just from looking at examples. You know, it's possible if you have the time to do it that way. I don't think I have the time though. Or at least I don't want to spend that kind of time, because I don't want to play around with 2D graphics just for fun. I want to do what I want to do. So I'm gonna. I guess I could try going to Borders and see if there are any good books on it, and if not, then I'll just have to take my time and figure it out for myself. Because this, you know, computer books are like way too expensive. I guess maybe because they all come with those silly CDs in the back of them, which I don't really need. Because I can get code off the internet these days. It's the substance of the book I need. The real words, the stuff. Okay. That's it. Thanks for listening to me blather. Oh, it's been like 16 minutes. Wow. What a long time I've just been sitting here blathering. Okay, that's episode 3. Have a good day. Or night. Or something.